You're going to become my little food cuck. Get food in front of you right now and watch some porn or maybe some live sex if that's possible. Because you're going to sit down and eat while these people fuck in front of you. This is the inevitable fate of fat boys, and you know it. You know that every single meal that a fat boy consumes is just taking a little bit more off of his dick. And you're worse than a fat boy because you're a fucking food cuck. Food cucks are fat boys that can't stop themselves from eating no matter what. Whenever you watch sex, you know you don't deserve it. You know your penis is too small. And it's small all because of your actions, all because of your decisions to be a little food cuck. Every time you watch porn, every single time, you need to have a plate of food, a fat plate of food out in front of you. Because you view sex as entertainment. You don't view it as a way to get pleasure. The only pleasure that food cucks get is from eating food. Yeah, there are a lot of fatties listening to this file right now that are already food cucks, their dicks swallowed up by fat because they can't stop swallowing down all those weight gain shakes. Oh yeah, and you're gonna become one of them. If you can still jerk off, I recommend jerking off right now, enjoying the last bits of penile pleasure that you can get out of your tiny little piglet penis. I want you stroking it and knowing that you're never going to be able to feel this ever again if you keep this up. If you keep being a stupid little food cuck, eating huge amounts of food while you watch tons of fucking porn, you're just going to shrink your dick smaller than a fucking fat fucking Reddit mod. Everybody knows the fucking stereotype. All those fat boys with tiny penises. Every single time you see a fat guy, you know he's not well endowed. You know he doesn't have a big cock because he has a big gut and a big appetite. It's a stereotype, and for you, it's going to become true, so keep eating while you watch your fucking porn. And watch some skinny guys fuck too. Put yourself down, watch some hung guys shake their big fucking penises in between their legs, way past their knees. They're all mocking you. They're all laughing at you. You know it. You know it's funny that you're just a fucking fat ass while they get to become fuck gods. Because you're just a big fat food cuck. You can lie to yourself all you want and tell yourself that food tastes better than sex feels, but you know it's not true. You know you're just making excuses because the fat's fucking taken over your big, fat, dumb, stupid food cuck body. Let me get this clear too. You're not being cucked by food. You're letting food cuck others. If you have a date, for example, you're going to suggest getting food. And then if they ask if you want to have sex, you're just going to say no. You're just going to continue to eat, shrinking your dick even more and more. I want you so fat and your penis so tiny that every time you look in the mirror, you're just a little bit more disgusted with how tiny your penis is. I want you to be so disgusted by how small your pee-pee is that I want you to go get food to quell those feelings of resentment and regret for making yourself this size. Every time you look at a penis in porn or in real life, you're just going to feel so inadequate, knowing that maybe if you tried your hardest to control your appetite, things wouldn't be this way. But we both know that's not true. You're a food cuck through and through. If you're listening to this file, you're just going to get even fatter and your dick's going to get even smaller. You're going to let food tame you into just a sexless fat blob. You're going to grow to the size to where when you waddle around town, people will look at you and just think, how the hell does that man pee? And the truth is, you know you had to pee sitting down. That's how small your penis is going to get. So keep on eating, keep on indulging, keep on becoming this fucked up little food cuck. You don't deserve sex. Sex is for those fit men who can thrust and pump and grunt and hump without ever getting tired or winded. You're too big for that. You know that your hip strength isn't what it used to be after putting on all this weight. You know deep down that your physiology isn't built for sex. It's built for food. It's built for enjoying life and not doing anything physically active. And the smaller your dick gets, the more you're going to eat, the more you're just going to give up and say, listen, that dick is not coming back. It's already gone and buried in the fat. That version of you is gone. It's in the past. It's dead. This new version of you is alive, and it's hungry, and it's horny. Horny for more food. Every meal is just growing that big, beautiful fat pad in between your legs, your big, swollen belly, your soft, luscious tits. You're going to go from being a picture-perfect man with a hung penis to being a curvy, soft, supple, small penis slob. As your body grows more and more, your penis is becoming tinier and tinier, and you don't care. You don't care that it's going to be hidden away forever, buried under 3 inches of pure jiggly fat. You don't care about that. All you want to do is just eat while you watch porn. Eat and just let your penis disappear. Just let yourself develop a tic-tac dick or a gunt. Yeah, if anybody wants to have sex with you, you're not topping at all. You're just going to sit back and let them fuck your fat folds as you just sit there and continue to consume more food, letting your food cuck you from the perfect sex life. Just become a sexless fatty. You know everybody views you that way already. They already look at you up and down and see how fat you are, and they already think that you can't reach your own dick. They think you can't reach your own ass cheeks. And you don't want to prove them wrong. No, you want to prove them right. Food cucks don't get to rebel. All food cucks get to do is eat while other people live their lives. All you get to do is eat while other people have sex. All you get to do is eat while other people have self-control. And if you just regret this decision, if you don't want to be a food cuck anymore, if you want your fat pad to go away, too fucking bad. Nobody fucking asked and nobody fucking cares because you're a fucking food cuck and that's all you'll ever be. So keep eating, get another plate, get another tab of porn open and just fucking watch and consume and be entertained.